80 miles from the nearest town, I held my pony idle. I stopped to rest my weary bones, mend my pony's bridle. When I heard a voice down by the creek, the sound of a child crying. So I slumbered down the broken rock, and there I found her lying. She raised her head and I could see that she was scared and lonely. She looked at me in disbelief, and then looked at her pony. I told her that I meant no harm, that I was her friend. This little girl then told me how her folks had met their end. She said her name was Jo, and that she was only 7. She told me how the Indians had sent her folks to heaven. I knew that I was in no shape to give this child a home, but I took her with me anyway, for she would die alone. Well, I said I knew a place where she wouldn't be alone, and I told her I would take her there and we'd find her a home. She took a liking to me, and the trail was long and hard. By the time we reached St. Louis, this little girl had touched my heart. She said, take me with you back to the mountain land. I didn't know just how this kid could fit into my plans, but I bought some things that she might need to keep her from the weather. Then we loaded up our packs, and me and Joe rode out together. We worked to build a cabin, and she learned to shoot a gun. I taught her how to fight, then I taught her when to run. She learned to set a trap line and to skin the buffalo. I taught her how to make ends meet at 35 below. We set our path together out across the mountain land. She became a trapper as tough as any man. The days turned into years and the seasons took their toll. Beaver lost its value and I was growing old. Then one morn I saw her bedroll sitting by the door. She said that she had heard the trappings better further north. She rode up to the canyon's rim and through the falling snow, and I knew that it would be the last I saw of Trapper Joe. Now I ride the river's edge and I often think of her, and I watch the canyon's rim in hope that she'll return. But you cannot rope and tie the wind, Trapper's life is free. But I won't forget that little girl I found beside the creek.